This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now it is 5:42, and for today on Twitter, with so many people, even right this moment on the road, likely on the highways, there is a battle raging on over whether to use Google Maps or Waze.
Yes, I shall save my opinions for a bit later. But this starts with a tweet by Faisal Rahim, who says, and I'm translating, Google Maps versus Waze, AI versus crowdsourcing. Twice I followed a group of cars using Waze, and both times I reached later than those who were using Google Maps. The difference was by almost 1 hour traveling on the Lumot to Lointan Road. Maybe that's the reason I haven't used Waze in 5 years. Waze's algorithm is more aggressive, meaning it immediately finds new routes when many users report an accident. But when Google Maps calculates, including the traffic jams, the overall travel time may be shorter, Google considers other factors. To no one's surprise, this prompted a huge discussion on which app is better, Waze or Google Maps.
So I think we should say that unlike other discussions that happen on the internet, it's very civilized. So everyone's being very polite, considering the different
factors.
We're
all here just trying not to get lost.
Exactly. We're all here just trying to understand how it is that you're telling me, why does the time to my destination keep building? Why? So everyone's in it together is what I'm trying to say. And we have a variety of opinions. So Danielle says, as a former Lala Move driver, Google Maps is better than Waze, especially around KL. You have a short window of time and no mistakes can be made, and Google makes fewer mistakes than Waze. So yeah.
Well, Ikar, however, says something that's very close to my heart and says, but Google Maps interface is not user-friendly. It's messy. It doesn't provide route options. Waze is more simple and convenient. You can choose which route to take and view the overall route summary.
Uya says, I don't like Google Maps. What's with all this southeast and west navigation? Like some other people, I only know north and south. Just use left and right. I hear you. I think that the level of aggravation that can appear in the heart of a lost human when Google tells you to hit southwest for 200 yards or whatever is quite special. Yes.
Or also when it just can't say U-turn and instead says turn right and then turn right. And then you're like, wait, is this a U-turn or am I actually supposed to make two rights?
To be fair, this is a problem that's universal. I think the whole idea of bearing right, things like that, people struggle with these sorts of things.
So Vanilla says, my personal opinion is that you need to research a bit as well. If a usual Waze trip takes 2 hours and Waze says there's slow traffic for 10 kilometers on a highway and the total is now 2 hours and 10 minutes, there's something wrong. You need to view the trip, and if you know better, set up your own waypoints to reroute.
I love this one from Anas, who says, just use both at the same time.
How does that work?
Well, Google Maps on CarPlay or Android for directions, and Waze for the speed traps and hazard alerts on another phone. It's nerdy, yes, la, but I enjoy the best of both worlds.
That is next level stuff. I will say, and I think my loyalties will now become quite clear. I really do prefer Google Maps for walking maps. So when I'm traveling by foot, I find Google Maps really useful.
And for public transportation, Google Maps
is great too. For public transportation, Google Maps is great. Waze doesn't even offer that function, really. But for driving, the interface, I cannot. I really cannot.
C says, I used Waze just once in my entire life and I got lost. I've used Google Maps since then and I'm a fan of satellite images while navigating. So that, I think, makes my allegiances quite clear. So I'm a Google Maps person, and that is because I don't use the voice function. So I rely on the route and...
So no verbal directions coming out of the phone.
Find that deeply annoying. They speak too slowly. So I just generally rely on the prompts, right? You telling me that in 200 meters, in 80 meters, what have you. And I find that the layout of the... I think it's just a visual thing. I find that the layout of the road per Google Maps makes more sense to me in terms of how it relates to the road that I'm currently on in comparison to Waze. So all that helps me. I'm not a very visual person. So maybe that's why I don't care so much about the interface, oddly enough. I don't know. That could be it.
That is so interesting. And I also feel like suddenly, despite me expecting a full-on war between the both of us, I think this is going to be a very civilized conversation
as well. We need to match the tone on Twitter. If Twitter didn't go dark, we can't go dark. Well, who are we?
Yeah, because I'm going to say, I think it just might be that we are very different people. I find the interface of Google Maps a bit too crowded, and it makes me confused because there are too many things with, whereas with Waze, it's very clean, right? You only see the road,
yeah.
And the directions that you're supposed to go in. And that for me, while I'm driving, when I'm like just taking quick glances, helps me a lot more. So it might actually come down to how you process images almost.
Exactly. And what it is that you want to see on a map, because I find the Waze information lacking. I do want to know when I'm passing the Shell. I do want to know when I'm passing the 7-Eleven. It helps me. It helps me know that, okay, like I'm on the correct road. The other thing I wanted to ask is, so you use the vocal prompts.
I do. Mm. But I'm very particular about what voice and accents I'm willing to accept, and not everything. Some of them annoy me. And so, like, you know, when you update your app and suddenly it just changes voice and you don't realize until you're on the road, like I've literally pulled over and changed because I cannot stand driving with particular kinds of voices.
Boy band voice
was fun for a while. Pirate voice was also fun for a while, but I usually prefer the neutral lady.
just a straight up turn right and, yes, you know, just, yes, live with that. Yeah, I get that. So I think, you know, it's a relatively, like we said, civilized conversation. It's been fairly, I think, what's the word I'm looking
reasonable?
For? Reasonable. Munasaba, yes, so far. But we'd like to hear from you. Are you team Google Maps or team Waze? Which one do you prefer using? I think a lot of us would have had a lot of time spent with either of these apps over the long weekend. So yeah, call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:53. So you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, who are asking you, which app would you prefer to travel 500 miles with? Google Maps or Waze? Because that is the question, or rather, that is the debate that was raging today on Twitter. I say raging. It was very civilized with lots of very good points being presented on either side. And we've been asking you, are you team Google Maps or team Waze? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We have messages.
I'm going to start with a fellow teamer. Maniam just says, Team Waze! With an exclamation mark.
And then we have actually this one from Su Yang that I wanted to ask you, Sharmila, about, because it was something that occurred to me. So Su Yang says, I like the variety of voices and moods on Waze. The score system also wins it for me, whereby users can level up from baby to shield to sword and royalty crown wearing icons. Give way, peasants, royalty Waze are coming through.
I hate to do this to a fellow Waze aficionado. The gamification is actually the one thing I don't enjoy so much about Waze. I don't mind it, like it doesn't bother me, but I don't engage with it. And it annoys me to see different icons floating around on the screen sometimes. But I also want to say royalty Waze are coming through now.
One thing I like about Waze, not so much the gamification or the social media component, but I love the comments people leave on traffic jams. Makes my life. You know, because sometimes you're there and you just, you know, yep, can't bear it anymore. But there was a person 2 hours ago who really had to go to the toilet and felt the need to tell everybody. And that makes me really happy.
Like, discovering those messages when you're bored is such a godsend when you're sitting through a jam, honestly. Stephen, meanwhile, says, I prefer Google Maps most of the time, but Waze is useful for speed traps. I was a Waze person until that one time Google Maps showed me a shortcut for my work commute that effectively shortened my trip by 15 minutes, a route that I never knew was there. And until now, Waze doesn't know that shortcut. I'm not so invested in the speed traps, but I do find them so useful for, I do find Waze so useful for accidents and roadworks and the like.
Love how you picked up the positive in that for Waze, when in fact, I was just focused on, until now, Waze doesn't know. I love the tone of that. But also the value in a permanent shortcut is something that shouldn't be underestimated. Honestly, for a daily drive, big deal. Lynette says, Google Maps for me, it's simple, no clutter. If you stick to the speed limit, no worries about speed traps. I'm audiovisual, so I look and listen.
That's a good point. I actually think I'm like that too. I do, sometimes I do it without the audio, especially if I need to take a phone call or whatever, but I do find that it doesn't quite work for me the same way. I need the verbal cues.
Let's see. We also have V, who says, I do admit sometimes ways for adventurous uses. Because of a slight jam, a usual commute to the work route will change and become a detour. If you can take a few minutes congestion, you know, then just ignore the new route recommendation and go your usual way. But I still use Waze most of the time because I can't get used to Google Maps swivel, and the turn the maps take while locating orientation makes me dizzy. Oh, and when you get to a roundabout, you know which navigation term is much easier to follow. Wink, wink, Waze. Agreed. And I actually also agree about the swivel, but that is something that you can adjust in settings.
Oh, okay. Actually, that's good to know because I don't like the swivel either. I will say I do take a little bit of joy in that, like, oh my God, what back road is Waze taking me on now? I've never been to this housing area and suddenly I can connect to a highway from here. I kind of like that.
I like that also. The frustration, of course, happens when they don't recognize road closures, which is a universal problem. And then there you are going like, adventure time, adventure time. Oh, here I am. Okay, 30-minute detour now. Adventure time, adventure time. That's when the wind starts to, I think, go out of the sails a little bit.
Let's see. We have Jimmy saying, Google Maps never give up on you. Waze will, if no line. But personally, I like the Waze interface. And here I will agree. Waze has, I have to say through experience, not as good connectivity as Google Maps.
I also think this is a Rickroll moment. I wish we had the song lined up because Google Maps will never give up on you. This is true. Meanwhile, Loa says, I've used Waze for many years and I prefer it to Google, which is too messy. But in the last 3 years, system hanging has become more frequent and Waze drive traffic to toll highways, even though alternative routes are clear. I've tested this on a number of occasions with two cars setting out at the same time.
Oh, interesting. Because you can actually turn off the toll option if that really bothers you, and then it won't take you on toll roads.
I think also this comes down to, firstly, I agree that this is a problem. But I think the other part of it is being very conscious when you are setting your route or choosing which route, because they'll direct you even if the toll, even if the alternate toll-free route is just 2 minutes longer, they'll often still send you to the toll. And I think being conscious of that is important. Z says, I love Waze's Carol UK voice, sexiest British accent. Nothing sounds more posh and classy than a woman's voice saying, at the roundabout, take the third exit. Waze also tells you the price of the tolls throughout the journey.
I did not know about, oh yes, it does. It does tell you the total cost of the tolls you'll be paying. I found that quite useful. Carol's actually my Waze voice.
Oh my Lord. Look at you finding your Carol buddies. Stephen, coming back in with Google Maps, and actually this one's a very good point. Google Map has the lane guidance thingy. Imagine you're at the end of the LDP near Damansara Padana and you took the wrong lane and you entered the Mount Kiara Highway.
You know what this has done is convinced me to give Google Maps a little bit of a chance with all of these different features, which I've never actually thought about.
Look at that.
I see the satisfied look on your face. I see it.
You don't have to call it satisfied. Call it what it is. It's smug. It's smug. I'm feeling real smug. Let us know. We're talking today about Google Maps versus Waze. That's what's being discussed on today on Twitter. And we want to hear from you. Are you team Google Maps? Are you team Waze? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.